Next case, please.
Next case is case number 11431, the application of Mary Ann and or James Green. Site is located northeast of Piney Point Road, extended 3/10 of a mile west of Road 357, Cedar Neck Road, being lot 15 within Piney Point subdivision. And the 911 address is 38226 Piney Point Road, Ocean View, Delaware, with a tax map number of District 134, Map 9, Parcel 218. Requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 5.1-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling and requesting a 3.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the existing dwelling. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and two mail returns on this application.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James Green, 38226 Piney Point Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. To address the 5 points, one being uniqueness.
All right, sir.
That being said, the pre-code, as I understand it, it was built in 1968 and placed on the property as a prefabbed home.
Okay.
So the foundation is not quite square, but I'm finding that it's also a flood zone, a 1-in-20-year flood zone. So it's not the first time. We're the third owner. It's not the first time we've been flooded out, but Hurricane Sandy flooded it substantially. And so it was basically substantially damaged. All the wiring, all the pipes, all the drywall, everything. And so our desire is to get it out of the floodplain, be a good partner in this process, mm-hmm. and make sure that we don't have a third opportunity for a flood to get in. Again, Sandy was probably the worst of the events. We've had nor'easters. But this particular one, after getting a elevation survey, we understood that we would have to go up 5 blocks to the base elevation out of the floodplain, which is now 7 foot. So that would be the uniqueness of it. Again, if I look at this, any exceptional practical difficulty due to the unique situation, again, it's just in the floodplain, and our desire to get out of the floodplain once and for all. Possibility of development. We own lot 14, and there is no other development on Piney Point Road other than empty lots. So it wouldn't impact anything other than just getting out of the floodplain. It is necessary for the reasonable use to raise the house and the variance for the steps. So they would be, as you see on the survey, 412. Once you move the house, everything changed, which is what I expected. But I didn't know about the setback as steps are related to the road and the side of the house on lot 14. Let's see. Number three, no, it hasn't. It was just Hurricane Sandy. We would have left the house alone, basically waiting out the next flood. But this particular one was just enough that I think you've probably heard other people say that Hurricane Sandy in the different floodplains along Indian River changed a lot of equations. The effects on the surroundings. The essential character of the neighborhood is there are several homes that are pre-code, and it wouldn't change anything other than raising the house. There are new homes in there that are compliant. And when Hurricane Sandy came in, they got up to the floor joists, but that was about it. And so our desire, again, to get out of that floodplain. The adjacent property piece, again, we own lot 14. And lot 16 is built on, and very good neighbors, and we have the setback from them. So, again, on the plot there, sir. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? Not whatsoever. And the extent of the variance, we're doing everything we can to make sure that, again, we get it out of the floodplain, that we are a good partner in this process. And again, the steps were new to me, but certainly a 412 would address that. The original steps are concrete steps, and they're 5x4 to begin with. So even with the setback, it wasn't compliant. And is a variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, please, and thank you. Just to get it out of that floodplain is so important. We lost pretty much everything in the house, and certainly expect another flood, but we'll be able to, again, get it out of the floodplain and watch it come and go. Nor'easters, though, are equally on Indian River, and especially White's Creek, are detrimental, but they come pretty quick and they go pretty quick. Sandy just stayed there forever. And then last but least, we're doing everything we can to the least modifications possible to be in compliant. Is there any questions?
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No, I have one from Mr. Lank. I have two surveys here, Mr. Lank, one on 87 and one on 04, where he combined the 14 and 15. And and the variance is based on the 87 survey, where he has his two lots together. It looks like he put these two lots, 14 and 15, together. So if that's the case, then of course he wouldn't need the side yard setback, and he wouldn't be in violation with the shed. Is that correct? On 87.
Well, the lot, the way the drawing's drawn on the 2004, it shows the lots being combined into one parcel.
Right. So we wouldn't need the side yard.
Wouldn't need a side yard.
Wouldn't need the side yard, and the shed could stay where it is.
Right.
Okay. So we're really basing everything on the front yard setback, right? 5.1.
Right. Looking at the front.
Okay. So we don't need 3.2 then, correct? Right?
Right.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay. And I have no questions. So hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards. He has a unique situation because of the flooding, and property can't be developed in strict conformity because of that. Therefore, making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property to have the variance granted. Obviously, Mother Nature provides this situation, and it's not been created by the applicant. We heard the applicant testify that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties or be detrimental to public welfare. He's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,431.
Do I have a second?
For the front yard variance.
For the front yard variance. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second, that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,431 for the front yard variance. It's all that's needed at this time. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,431 is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That's the front yard variance.
And the side is just ask that question. Oops, sorry.
Not necessary.
Okay, not necessary at this time, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case.